Lesson 60, Track 12.
I think the issue comes down to poor training for those doing the reviews. We don't have any manuals or any training in place, do we? We just assume that the manager knows how to rate and review performance. Yes, it's not rocket science, but what about inter-rater reliability? Now, what one manager considers to be acceptable performance, another may consider not meeting expectations. And there lies the challenge. This is what happens when we lack outcome-based measures such as sales numbers, safety records, customer feedback, and so on. We are using more subjective criteria, such as customer service skills or leadership or showing initiative, which can't actually be measured. Lastly, we're simply focusing on the strengths and highlighting the weaknesses of our employees. There is nothing done to actually improve such weaknesses. Do you see what I mean?